You're listening to the European Tour Race to Dubai show with Dan Roebuck and Robert Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Race to Dubai show as a dramatic finish sees Russell Knox win the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open hosted by the Rory Foundation.
It's so hard to win tournaments and the way I managed to do it, holding those two long putts, it was just my time.
It came right down to the wire at Ballyliffin with Knox prevailing in a playoff over New Zealand's Ryan Fox.
I heard Russ hold a big one on 18 to get in the playoff, and then obviously he held a massive one in the playoff as well, and I felt comfortable out there, and well done to Ross, he played some great golf today.
We'll review the best of the action and also look ahead to another Rolex Series event this week, the Aberdeen Standard Investment Scottish Open. I'm Dan Roebuck, and today I'm joined by former European Tour professional Robert Lee. Rob, the weather is fantastic at the moment in the UK. This takes me back to 1976. It's been phenomenal.
The summer of 76,
summer
I remember it well.
Of 76.
The day in the month I joined Royal Mid Surrey. She's right now.
Is that right?
In 1976 as a junior member. Used to play at Richmond Park Golf Club.
Yeah.
No practice ground at Richmond Park.
That was an issue.
So I either chipped and putted on the two little greens up the top near the pro shop or out in the golf course. And when I got to Royal Mid Surrey, I had a practice putting green, which I never had at Richmond Park, and I had a practice ground.
Was the weather better in 1976 than 2018?
As discussed earlier on today, your memories as a child was clear blue skies and sunny every single day.
For how long?
Life isn't like that, Dan, though, as you know. That's why we're
both
here.
Do you know what? That 1976 summer, I think it probably only lasted for a week. But this time around, it's lasting all summer. This is proper summer weather.
No, 76 was like all... We had no rain.
No, it's just your memory.
No, 76 lasted forever. It did.
I tell you what, Russell Knox enjoyed the weather yesterday. His second European Tour title at the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, hosted by the Rory Foundation. It is a mouthful, and I can't quite get it out. Played brilliantly, came from off the pace, and they were dropping like flies ahead of him, weren't they?
Well, at first I thought it was Knox that was going to be outfoxed by the Fox, but in the end, Fox was outfoxed by the Knox.
Oh, well done.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
That's what
Is that what you were practicing in the lift when I came into the building?
No, I was in cubicle number two there about 5 minutes ago, and that's what came out there.
The course looked difficult, looked hard, dry. Is that better links golf than when it's blowing a gale and it's raining? What makes it harder?
Definitely, hard and fast running. That's how links golf should be played. And right now it's perfect. We had the event at Ballyliffin. Now we go to Gullen, then we go to the Open up at Carnoustie. All playing fast and running, and that's exactly how links golf was designed to be played. Good links courses allow you to run the ball up from the front of the greens if it's rock hard, and that's what Ballyliffin was. Great test. First time I've ever seen it. And I suspect 99% of the field had never seen it before last week. And everybody was very complimentary towards both the design, the upkeep, and the whole deal for the whole week. It was a fantastic week.
A lot of nerves around the leaders. One or two players that hadn't been in that position before. Erik van Rooyen amongst them, obviously. Jorge Campillo got off to a really fast start. We've seen him get close over the course of this year. The lead changed hands a lot, didn't it, around the turn?
Well, if Erik got off to a really fast start, would they have called it Van Rooyen's Express?
Do you know, I was thinking about that. Terrific film.
That. I remember that. Frank Sinatra.
He just couldn't get on the train at the end. Do you remember? He couldn't get on the train.
Just jump,
like,
Frank.
Come on, Van Rooyen.
Frank, jump.
He couldn't get on the train.
I think he bottled it a bit.
And then he got shot in the back.
He got shot in the back.
I can still see the scene. He wasn't quick enough.
He read the script.
He'd lost that 5 yards of pace.
He had lost a bit of pace, Frank, at that stage.
And that unfortunately never got there.
I was gutted he didn't make the back of the train.
Knox took advantage, not Van Rooyen, but Russell Knox. Did 6 off the pace at the start. We've seen it recently in the European Tour, players coming from way off. There's a never-say-die attitude. Alex Noren came from off the pace.
It's easier to do.
Why is it easier to do?
Because you feel like you're not protecting anything. You've got nothing to lose. I might as well take the handbrake off here and have a go. And if I have a great day, I can get up into the big money prizes. If I have a really great day and I post early, I can put the leaders under pressure, maybe do something that's good enough to win. And that's exactly what happened.
Having said all that, it looked like Ryan Fox was going to win. He was in pole position, wasn't he, with a few holes to play?
And played very well. He didn't look like he was going to crumble at all. He played really well. And the drive he hit the last in the 72nd hole was 360 yards plus, which left him 70-odd yards to the pin. and hit a beautiful pitch shot to probably 8 or 9 feet. Hit the putt that he thought he'd hold for the win. Didn't. Playoff. But what he couldn't see was what Knox did on the last green. Out of position off the tee. Hit the best second shot he could to get it hole high and about 35 feet left of the hole. And he drains it across the green for a birdie three. And then has a look at what... Because when he turned around, he could see where Ryan Fox had driven it. Literally 70 paces from where his ball was on the green. And he holds, Ryan misses, playoff. And as we know, it was a repeat performance from young Knox on the first extra hole. From the same spot on the green. And Foxy hit the same tee shot. A yard from his tee shot in extra time, which is over 360 yards around a dog leg. Impossible to do.
I felt for Ryan Fox, and I sensed that Russell Knox obviously delighted to win. But yeah. When he realised that, you know, Ryan had missed that opportunity to get his first European Tour win, he was very respectful, wasn't he, with his opponent?
I think he was. I think he felt that he kind of got away with it a little bit because he hadn't played the hole as he'd wanted to. Ryan Fox had played it perfectly, but couldn't make the short putt. He hit two great putts. The first one looked like it was going to come in on the high side, right to left. It stayed high. And the second one did a horseshoe. That, you know, he thought he'd hold that one to extend the playoff. And Russell Knox, you have to give him credit for where he positioned himself off the tee, both on the 72nd hole and the first extra hole, in the wrong spot, got it to where the only spot on the green he might be able to make a putt, and to hit two putts exactly the same, left to right, straight into the middle of the hole, was incredible.
Fox's fifth top 10 in a Rolex Series events, and it did secure him a place at the Open Championship. A win is just around the corner, isn't it, for him, surely?
I hope so, yeah, I hope so. He was hot this time of year last year as well, Ryan
He's
Fox.
He's a streaky player, isn't he? He tends to rack up sort of top 10 after top 10, then he falls off the cliff.
But, you know, I think that's the way he plays. When you watch how he conducts himself, his pre-shot routine, it's all pretty brief and to the point, and bang, here we go. That's the way, and I love watching players like that. He was fantastic, Ryan Fox, and there's no doubt that if he keeps playing the way he does, he now knows he's got the game to win, because it's all but a win when you play off. He now knows he's good enough, and that, I think, is a lot of knowledge for him and a streaky player like him to take forward.
As regards Russell Knox, we were just speaking off air, and you reckon that because we had him on the show last week, it's down to you that he's won this
week. I want to hear some love from Russell Knox.
Not the fact that he finished second.
No, these are secondary things. The fact he finished second in France.
Yeah.
Again, a great run through the field in the last day.
Yeah.
Posted a score you never know. I think he's going to give the Race to Dubai show a lot of love for planting the seed. All right, you finish second, but you do realise as you're playing all four of these events, the three Rolexes and the Open, Russell, that a W gets you right into the shake-up for a Ryder Cup spot. And he said, yeah, that's exactly what I'm chasing.
Are you asking
so
for,
we planted the seed.
Are you asking for, a little percentage here? 1 or 2% of the money that he earned?
I don't want a penny of Russell's money.
You're
He's
good,
Scottish anyway. He doesn't give too many pennies away. That's
you're
for
good
sure.
like that. I'd want something.
No, I don't want any money at all. No, just the recognition that we said, you know, the wind's around the corner, Russell. This isn't going to take long.
€998,000.
No, and he did say that he realised that... You've got to give him a lot of credit as well, because he's come across here, he's found a bit of game at the right time, the end of the spring, start of the summer, and he didn't discount his chances of making that Ryder Cup spot. He kept himself in it with the second place finish from France, and then it was a chance that wasn't, I finished second, ease off. It's now I finished second, let's push on. And that's the mindset he's had, and he's deserved his victory.
We'll speak to Russell in just a second. Ahead of it, just a wrap-up of social media, because he's got fans on this side of the Atlantic and indeed in the States. Bubba Watson said, "Hey, Russell Knox, congratulations. Now time to get that RV." So obviously he's been hunting an RV. You an RV fan?
A recreational vehicle.
Yes.
That's a sort of Winnebago type thing. Which are quite expensive.
They are, if you want a good one.
But I know...
You could get an old Volkswagen camper, maybe.
Jason Day's RV that he drives the tournaments and the family stays in is not... You know, if you think in caravan, you're in the wrong space.
But he's got enough money now, Russell, to buy one of these things, hasn't he?
Does he want an RV, though?
I
can see Bubba.
I'm imagining
the
conversation between Bubba and Russell.
I can see all the Bubbas.
It's an RV chat.
Bubba and his whole family in an RV. I can see all that.
Yeah.
I can't see that. I can't see Russell going for an RV.
I couldn't do an RV. Could you do an RV?
No. I'm
a hotel guy.
I like my sheets changed every day, and I like new towels every day.
Yeah.
And when I shower, I want it to be pristine.
That's fine. We don't.
I don't want the plaster.
Enough.
Looking at a plaster and secondhand flip flop in
that's,
there.
That's,
I just want it to be pristine and clean.
Absolutely fine. We don't need to know your shower routine.
Thank you
Scott
so much.
Jameson said, At last, or is it alas? This could be a typo. Is it alas? It is alas. It is alas. This is what Scott said. Alas.
You're not doing a great job of this, Dan.
Hang on.
Come on.
He said alas dot dot dot, which I presume was some of the characters used. A Scottish win on tour. Nice one, Russell Knox.
Do you know who's...
Do you think Scott's got that right?
Can I just ask who penned that? Who penned that? Who was it that said that?
Scott Jameson.
So Scott Jameson. So I'm going to explain something here that's very obvious to everyone apart
from
you.
Our producer's looking at
us. It's very obvious to everyone apart from you why Scott Jameson has brought up Scotland in the week that England are on the cusp of world domination. That's why he's brought that up. He's had to get the saltire in there somewhere because England are on their way to win the World Cup. It's coming home, Dan.
Our producer's looking at us like this is not going to make it in, so we'll find out when we listen later. Well, let's speak to the man himself for the second week in a row, Russell Knox. Russell, you joined us last week. You were relatively bullish about your chances. You must be really pleased with this Rolex Series win.
Yeah, unbelievable. Can't describe how great it feels to win. Winning is so difficult. You just never quite know if it's going to happen ever again. And fortunately for me, this week in Ireland, it did.
You started the final round six shots back. Did you think you were going to be in contention? What was your thought process going into the final round?
Yeah, no, I knew I had a chance. Like I said, winning so hard, I knew that it might be a difficult day for him if he didn't go off to that great start. And then I made an eagle on my fourth hole to get to 10 under. And that's when I kind of thought, I got nothing to lose here. I mean, everything to gain. I mean, sit down, try and play as good around the golf as you possibly can and see where you finish. I was just trying to concentrate on my own game. And if that was to finish fifth, then great. And fortunately for me, the stars kind of aligned and was able to win.
When you finished yesterday, Russell, you talked about the two putts that you made on the last green. Two incredible putts, and you just poured them right in the middle, but you said that you didn't really aim. Just explain that to us.
Yeah, I guess it's hard to explain. I mean, my coach, Ramon Gustavo, back in the USC, just sometimes tells me that, just don't try too hard. Just get over it and kind of, walk around the putt, feel the break in your feet and see it in your eyes and just enjoy hitting the putt. Don't pick a specific point to roll the ball over. Just visualize the ball go in and just react to how you feel standing over the putt. And I guess I just trusted that and it worked out.
There's been a lot talked about paralysis by analysis. Do you think that's hit the game quite a lot with certain players over the last few years?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, golf is a very complicated sport, but we all make it harder than it really is. I mean, your brain is so powerful that if you just get out of its way, it can do some pretty amazing things. So I think less is more definitely works better in golf.
So when you finished second at the French Open, and we suggested to you on this show that the W around the corner gets you right in the shake-up for a Ryder Cup spot, did you really believe that you could win the Scottish or the Irish or maybe even the Open?
Yeah, why not? I feel like my game has also improved a lot this year from last year. I've been in everyone before, so there's no reason why I couldn't do it again. And that's kind of the mindset I had was just concentrating on my own golf, aggressive as possible, and just go for it.
Well, in terms of playing Lynx golf and winning on Lynx golf, obviously it must give you a shot in the arm when it comes to the Open Championship as well. I know you're going to say you fancy your chances. Do you always fancy your chances when the Open comes around? Is it one major that you think, this is my opportunity to hit the big time?
Yes, I have experience playing Lynx golf, obviously growing up in Scotland, playing Nathan Barr and all the local courses around here. So I know how to play Lynx golf, obviously. I mean, major championship golf is a little bit different than other tournaments. So it was nice to record my best major finish at the US Open a few weeks back. So that's given me some confidence, obviously, that to won the Irish Open and played well in France. So now I feel like I have a good chance to push on even further and see if I can have my best career major finish at Carnoustie.
So I know it's a difficult thing for a Scot to talk about, but actually it's a big week in the World Cup. It's going to be a big week for England. They got to win on Wednesday to get to the cup final. It could happen. So if England are in the cup final against either Belgium or France, who will you want to win?
Be honest, Russell.
I'm not going to say that I'm desperate for England to win. Absolutely not. But at the same time, I'm not going to root against. Hats off to them. They've done excellent so far. I think they'll get past Croatia. I don't see them getting past France or Belgium, though. From what I've seen so far, those two teams look the business. But you never know. I think they will make the final, and it'll be great for the country, obviously. But I think Belgium or France are going to do it.
Well, Russell, we've really enjoyed watching you play over the last few weeks, obviously in France, and then the win in Ireland. We wish you the best for Scotland, times two, of course, this week, and the Open Championship, and for the rest of the season. Thanks for coming on the Race to Dubai show.
Thank you very much.
Russell Knox speaking to us on the telephone. We do apologise, the line wasn't great. Hopefully, though, you got the gist of what Russell was talking about. Now, on to the stats regarding his win.
Yes.
Second European Tour win in his 35th appearance. His first win in a regular European Tour event, having previously claimed the 2015 WGC HSBC Champions. It moves him to fifth from 25th in the Race to Dubai standings, and the first Scottish winner on the European Tour since Knox's own victory in Shanghai in the event that we mentioned previously. Time to hear from the man who came so close, Ryan Fox, and how he's feeling after missing out in such cruel fashion.
Look, I feel right. I mean, I heard Russ hold a big one on 18 to get in the playoff, and then obviously he held a massive one in the playoff as well. And I hit two great putts on 18, and one grazed the edge and one came back at me. So, look, I'm happy. I hit the shots I wanted to down the stretch. Felt comfortable out there, and, you know, well done to Russ. He played some great golf today.
Something about this stretch of events, isn't it? Because this time last year you excelled in France here and in Scotland as well. You've done the same here. You're into the Open Championship. There's something about these weeks of the year that seem to suit you.
Yeah, look, I love the Challenger Links golf. I love having hit little bump and runs from 70 yards like I had on 18 a couple of times. And, I can't tell what it is. I guess Ireland and Scotland feel a little bit like home as well. And, I'm happy, and it's a consolation to get into the Open Championship.
He didn't win, but he didn't lose the event. Russell Knox won the event.
Russell Knox won it.
No, he's philosophical, and you can see
he doesn't have to be philosophical. Russell Knox won it, and Ryan Fox
was
superb.
But he's not too down on himself.
You can be superb and lose.
Yeah,
you can lose in ways where you're leading going into the last round, and then you just capitulate and fall away, and you're just another, an also-ran. That wasn't Ryan Fox. Ryan Fox played to win, and on another day, he would have held those short putts on 18, and he would have won. But he didn't. It was Russell Knox's time. Ryan Fox will have to wait, but it's a big check that's gone into the bank account. A berth in the Open Championship at Carnoustie, and the way he plays, who knows what's around the corner for him? Really good player.
Well, Jon Rahm came into the week as defending champion, but the Spaniard had to settle for a tie for fourth.
It's never easy to defend the title. It's obviously a little extra pressure, and when you come here as one of the highest ranked players in the world as well. But the crowd was fantastic all week. Everybody around the tournament, the organization, and the sponsors, especially Duty Free, they were great. And obviously a slow start, not expected. I was playing really good. I didn't expect to shoot over par. But then, it kind of got rolling yesterday. I feel like it could have been a better day than what it was. And today it ended up being the way it was. Getting myself in contention again 2 weeks in a row. I just, looking up to the Open, hopefully avoid those stupid mistakes that are costing me so much, because I've made, in the past 2 weeks, four double bogeys and two triples, and I finished top five, hopefully, in both events. So if I can avoid that, I know I'm playing good enough. Hopefully something good happened in the Open.
He still gets those really good finishes, still wins golf tournaments, but still makes big numbers on his scorecard as well, doesn't he?
I don't think that's symptomatic of the way he plays.
That's just
he made an early
recently.
Triple. And not many guys can make a triple bogey in the final round and shoot 66 and get up there into the mix. There's not many people in the world that can do that. And he came as defending champion with expectation. He expects a lot from himself. We see that when he plays. He gets disappointed on the golf course. But I, for one, love watching Jon Rahm. Everything that he is, which is he's passionate. He can lose the head and then get it back within the next couple of holes and the birdies come flying again. He's an exciting player. He really is. I know he didn't win, but it was a great week for him.
Let's get the full top 10 from the Irish Open. Rob.
Well, a Knox office performance from Russell Knox. He finishes the winner. Number one spot for
Hang on
the
a
Scot.
Minute. What was that line?
The knocks off his performance.
Continue.
You're not liking that?
That's rubbish. Go on.
Thankfully, you're just an opinion of one. You know, the millions of satisfied people that write into the show when we ask for some interaction every week will tell you that's rubbish.
A Knox office performance.
Yes.
Go on.
Would you like me to start again?
No, it's okay.
This is all part of the show.
He'll stay in, don't
worry. A Knox office performance from Russell Knox then. The winner in the number one spot, Ryan Fox, narrowly missing out and finishing second. Jorge Campillo, we didn't even speak about him. The Spaniard is going to win fairly soon. He's playing some really great stuff. 65 in the final round, third on his own. In fourth was John Rahm. We just heard from him. And he tied Eric Van Rooyen. Xander Lombard, fellow South African, Tobjorn Erlesen, Andy Sullivan and Danny Willett were all tied for sixth. And two players finished the top 10 positions, Raphael Jacquelin and Mathieu Pavon, both from France and both egging on their teams tomorrow night.
Just a word on Van Rooyen, incidentally. Strokes gained, greens in regulation, Rob, plus 8.1. I know you've been impressed with that figure. Now, Andy Sullivan and South Africa's Xander Lombard, meanwhile, are joining Ryan Fox in heading to Carnoustie after claiming the two other places available for the leading players in the top 10 not already exempt. We've got to talk about Rory McIlroy. First of all, some kind words on the winner and indeed the event as a whole. Rory tweeted, "Well done, Russell Knox, on a spectacular victory today at Ballyliffin. It was an honour to host the DDF Irish Open for the past 4 years, and I'd like to thank the European Tour and the special Irish fans for all the support. Over to Paul McGinley for 2019. Thoughts on Rory's play this week? Getting closer, further away, problems being solved, yes, no?
No, I don't see problems for Rory. I just see Rory waiting for Rory to come online. It can be the toss of a coin for Rory McIlroy. He's still, in my view, the best player in the world. He's not the world number one yet, but he will get back there. He's going to figure out his putting, and there's no doubt about it. He is a big-time player, Rory McIlroy. The Open Championship beckons. And well done to Rory. He's done a fantastic
job
hosting the Irish Open for these past few years. And he's been part of a formula that the European Tour have adopted. Get your big players invested in their home events. And Paul McGinley takes up the baton when we go to Lahinch next year.
Yeah, Rory, of course, a winner of the Irish Open back in 2016. Last week's predictions, Rob, you went for Rory McIlroy and Andrew Johnston, who unfortunately withdrew, so 0 points apiece for that. Jamie Spence went for John Rahm, who picked up 10 points for finishing tied fourth. And Andy Sullivan, who was sixth in the end, who also picked up 5 points for Jamie. He does well as a co-presenter, doesn't he? 55 points for the co-presenters, and the presenters are on 105, so I still lead, basically. In the race to Dubai game, the fantasy race to Dubai game, Marco Mannucci leads the way at the top of the overall global standings, while Nevada Pierre got the most points last week. No change at the top in the race to Dubai show listeners and presenters league either, where Chris Coles still leads the way, but it's congratulations to fellow listener Magnus Stiles, who got the most points from the Irish Open. Top 10 in the Race to Dubai standings. How do we fare?
Race to Dubai standings. Some big names playing rather well. Patrick Reed in the number one spot. Alex Noren second. Tommy Fleetwood third. Francesco Molinari fourth. Russell Knox fifth now after the win in Ireland. Rory McIlroy sixth. Tobjorn Erlesen seventh. John Rahm eighth. Kiradesh Afibanrat ninth. And Jorge Campillo with a 65 in the final round hoists himself into that top 10 spot.
What about the Ryder Cup rankings? Any movements there?
Ryder Cup rankings, the European points list, Tyrrell Hatton, Justin Rose, Tommy Fleetwood, Francesco Molinari. Most people think that those four will now make their way into the team. They are joined by, from the world points list, John Rahm, Alex Noren, Rory McIlroy and Paul Casey. That might be a lot. But there are four picks for the cap. If that is the four, then you look at maybe Poulter just outside, Sergio just outside. There are lots of options. And Russell Knox, by the way, eighth on the European points list into the fray. And where is he in the world points list? He's 12th. So he's got a great chance.
Stenson.
Henrik Stenson has got to play catch up like everyone else. You don't want to be a pick. You want to be one of the eight that's played your way in. Otherwise, you're sort of waiting to see if Thomas Bjorn fancies you. What's your immediate form coming in? You would worry about your, absolute inclusion. You want to, as a top player, you want to plan that week at the end of September that you're going to play. You're going to be part of the team. Get your head around it early. If you're a great player that hasn't made it and you don't know if you're going to get a pick, that's all very last minute and that's not ideal.
Is Stenson a pick for you at the moment, current form?
He's one of those that could be picked.
I know he's one of those that could be picked. You're
That's
one
my
of,
answer.
You're one of those that could be picked.
But there are so many. There are so many that aren't in there yet. You're going to look at current form coming in.
Go on then. Give me some names.
So I'll give you some names. So the ones that aren't in, Bjørn Erlendsen's not in.
That you
Russell
like
Knox,
at the moment.
The Russell Knox
that
is
That you
in.
Like at the moment.
Sergio's not in. Poulter's not in.
Rafa
Cabrera Bay is not in.
You know,
I'm just saying, Henrik Stenson's
you're just not,
in.
Having, are you? You're not
I'm,
having
it. I'm just telling you how difficult it's going to be. If it stays like this, the next four for Thomas Bjørn are going to be difficult.
You know, you've got Thomas Bjørn's here. Who do you say?
I can't pick now because I haven't got the eight established. Because one of those drop out, you might want them as a pick, so I can't do it now.
You're just not having it, are you, at all?
And I'm just saying
how
it is.
You're not playing.
I'm just saying how it is.
You've got your clubs and you've disappeared home.
You'll have to move on.
In other news...
Difficult for you, I know, but move on.
American star Charlie Hoffman, local favourite Richie Ramsay and Ryder Cup hero Ian Poulter will complete the field for the latest and most spectacular edition of the Hero Challenge when the European Tour's Fast and Fun Night Golf Contest arrives at Edinburgh Castle on Tuesday. Jean-Francois Ramsey claimed his first Stayshore Tour victory, winning the Swiss Seniors Open by a single shot after carding a 2-under par 33 on the closing nine. A scintillating 7-under par final round of 65 helped Ben Stowe secure his first European Challenge Tour victory by finishing on 18-under par at the Prague Golf Challenge at Prague City Golf and on the PGA Tour at the Greenbrier Classic. Kevin Na cruised to a 5-shot victory for his first win in 7 years. Thoughts on one of two of those wins? Nah, getting into the winner's enclosure?
Well, I was going to say Jean-Francois Ramassi. No,
yeah.
Good for him. I remember him defending his French Open title at Le Golf National. That was an incredible feat. That really was. And now he's playing in the seniors, coming back in 33 for his win in Switzerland. Ah, brilliant effort from Jean-Francois. Ben Stowe, well done to him. Winning on the Challenge Tour is as difficult as winning on the main tour. You can do it there, you can do it on the big stage. And on the PGA Tour, Kevin Na wins his second ever event on the PGA Tour.
The Hero Challenge sounds like a lot of fun.
It is fun, yeah. It's. I assume it's going to be at night, which that's when it's really good, when everything lights up and you see the pyrotechnics go up.
The
and
script that I read
crowd,
out a minute ago
get
said
the crowd
night
involved.
Contest.
You have to. The thing about the Hero Challenge is you have to have it in an environment where people are packed in, get them on the beers early, and then get them involved in the thing.
Oh,
that's,
I see.
It's got to be seen as a fun night. It's entertainment.
What is it, a shootout?
It's entertainment.
What is it?
Yeah, it's a shootout. It's one against one, and eventually you end up with a winner.
Okay.
Closest to the hole,
at
night, bit of putting involved, of course, and it is an awful lot of fun. It's an event. Go to it. Get to Edinburgh Castle. What a setting for
Absolutely.
A Hero Challenge.
We like to cover all things golf. PGA Tour win for Kevin Na. Phil Mickelson, unfortunately, making the headlines again. Are we making too much of his latest misdemeanour, if it was a misdemeanour?
Well, anything that he does wrong now, that everyone's going to...
It's a highlighted, isn't
from
it?
From the point in the sand is the US Open at Shinnecock when he that putt back on the 13th on Saturday. I'm not sure he's going to recover from that in terms of what a stupid thing it was to do. He knows that. He said so. So let's move on. And then we get to last week at White Sulphur Springs and he tapped down something on a par 3 tee.
Tapped it down.
On a tee box. And you're not allowed to do that.
Could have just moved his ball and then it would
Yeah, he could have that. Whatever was annoying him, he could have, you know.
He held his hands up, didn't he, and suggested this when he did.
It's one of those things he wasn't even thinking and it's just unfortunate. In the timing for Phil that it happened so soon after what happened at Shinnecock.
On to this week's event now, and it should be an absolute cracker. It is the Aberdeen Standard Investments Scottish Open at Gullen, which is the fifth tournament in the Rolex series. It's always a special event. I think it's more special these days because more American players come over, more big-name European players seem to play as well. Everyone realises, since it moved to a links course once again, what good prep it can be for the Open Championship.
The value of playing links golf the week before the Open, I think it's immeasurable. And we saw when Phil won the Scottish Open, he went on to win at Muirfield. It's great prep. Even if you don't win and you compete and you're coming across from the States particularly and you're getting used to seeing the ball bouncing and trying to work the slopes, that helps an awful lot when you get to Open Championship week. So for those players, it's great preparation. For our players over here that are used to links golf, it's great preparation, and in itself, the Scottish Open is a wonderful event.
Rolex event as well, so there's more points in terms of Ryder Cup positioning. Big names we alluded to, Justin Rose teeing it up. Rafa Cabrera Bayo is the defending champion, of course, Rafa. We've not talked about Rafa in terms of Ryder Cup.
Who did he beat in the playoff last year?
I can't remember that long ago, Rob.
What?
I can't.
Don't you remember Callum Shinquin?
Ah, good old Callum Shinquin.
He had a monster drive in the 72nd hole and he made a six.
Yes.
Five to win. Five to win $1 million.
Oh, my word.
That's hard to get over. And he's probably still trying to get over that, Callum.
That's why I've forgotten it, because I'm in the Callum sort of mindset. I'd rather just forget it.
Your million.
Yeah.
Well, see, once you've made your million, all those guys that are trying to make a million, you sort of forget those. Because you're now in that millionaire bracket.
I am in that bracket.
You know, you were in San Remo last...
Yes, I was.
You know, super yachts and all that kind of thing.
glamour.
All the spaghetti all the spaghetti carbonara you could manage. Unbelievable. And your cheapest bottle of Vino Tinto, please.
Henrik Stenson, Tyrrell
Sorry,
Hand.
What do you want, dear?
Ross Fisher, teeing up. Give me some names that you're looking forward to seeing playing.
I'm going to be in Scotland this week, so I'm looking forward to the atmosphere, number one. Gullen's a fantastic venue. There's a sense of... There's an open feel to it. There definitely is when you get to... like last week at the Irish Open, the Scottish Open is the week before the Open. It all feels very Scottish, which is wonderful. So I'm looking forward to seeing not only our top players, the Stensons, the Hattons, the Roses, the Cabrera Bears, and all the Americans, Patrick Reed, Phil Mickelson, Matt Kuchar, Ricky Fowler, and everybody else that's taking part. And Russell Knox, who, because of this show, is a winner on the European Tour last week.
Yeah, apparently so.
That's right.
Come on then, give us some picks.
So, it's
I haven't used a course since 2015. Ricky Fowler won then.
With that fantastic shot he hit the last hole.
Just about got there ahead of Matt Kuchar. Is it going to play the same? Is it going to play different?
It's going to be faster running. It's been drier weather.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it that Gullen, when it's bouncy like this, is a fun course to play. I would describe Gullen as a fun golf course. I don't think anybody's going to come off Carnoustie in a week's time and say, that was fun, because it's a different type of a test. Gullen is just like the Disney World of links courses. It really is. So everybody's going to have a great time. It's all about great golf. I'm going to go for Justin Rose.
You're pushing the boat out.
Listen.
Rory McIlroy last week, Justin Rose this week.
But I wanted Rory to win on a windy course just to shove it up the people who say he can't win and win, and I don't believe that's true. So he just didn't. If you don't putt any good, you can't win anywhere. So that's the story with Rory so far this year.
So that's your man who was inside
Certainly not the
top
story.
50.
Well, when he played the Arnold Palmer Invitational, it wasn't a story. He putted beautifully there, but... Yeah. Not making his fair share. Justin
Rose. I
think
his strokes gained putting was
strokes gained.
10.
You can stick your strokes gained wherever you want. It's rubbish.
At Bay Hill.
It's rubbish.
I think it was about
plus 10,
you can
stick
you know.
Your strokes gained wherever you want to. I would rather know how many putts you had. I would rather know your percentages of fairways hit. I would rather know how many greens you hit.
Plus 10, I think, or plus 10.1.
So if you hit 14 greens out of 18, everyone understands that. If you're plus 2.3, that means nothing. It's your position in the field. It doesn't tell you how you fared against the golf course. All right.
Justin Rose is your main pick. What about your pick from outside of last year's top 50 in the Race to Dubai standings?
I'm going to go for Graham McDowell. I'm going to have a bit of Graham McDowell. His form in Scotland has been really good over the years. The last time in 2015 he played here, he was right up there, Graham McDowell. Started with a couple of 66s, you may remember, at Gullen.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. So I'm having Graham McDowell as my...
Did he lose his clubs recently?
Well, you know that, don't you?
Yeah.
But he got them back.
Did he?
Yeah, he's got
all
the club.
Of them.
He's got his clubs are back.
Okay.
He's ready. Graham's ready to rock.
Okay.
I've got Graham and Justin.
Okay.
What say you?
I'm going to go for Peter Uihlein, who seems to like these type of events and courses, and he was 12th in the Irish Open, so I'm hoping that he can kick on. And my second selection, I've completely forgot. Who did I say I was going to go for?
You said you were going to go for someone exotic.
Yeah. Who was it?
Was it Henrik Stenson?
I thought about Mikko Ilonen, but then I changed my mind. But I can't remember who I changed my mind to.
You changed your mind. You thought you'd found an absolute banker.
I'm going to have to go for Mikko. Mikko, if you're listening, and I know that he listens, I'm going to go for Mikko and Peter.
So, Mikko, as far as you and Dan are concerned, it's finished.
That is your lot.
You missed that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
He's finished.
And,
Oh, dear.
I'll get Mikko. That is your lot. This
Mikko
is the finish. This is the finish. That is your lot for this week. Next week, we will review the Aberdeen Standard Investment Scottish Open, and we will look ahead to the 147th Open Championship at Carnoustie. We cannot wait for that. Until then, you can stay up to date with all the latest European Tour news on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You on Snapchat?
Keep going. No,
Snapchat,
no.
All via the EuropeanTour.com. And you can download the official app as well. Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. I've seen your review there. It's very complimentary about me. But for now...
My mum put that in.
From Robert Lee.
Yes, who's gone for two players that I think are going to do really well this week. That is Graham McDowell and that is Justin Rose.
And myself, Dan Roebuck. We'll see you next time.